Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The way the Mets are right now, how much is it really feasible or is it even practical to go trade for a closer right now? Or do you just stick with Reed?
I think it's probably impractical to trade for a closer right now because I don't think teams are looking to trade closers right now. But I think there's going to be a market for closers coming up real soon. And I'll tell you the names. I don't believe in the Chicago White Sox. I don't think they're that good. They're off to a decent start. I think they'll trade David Robertson. I don't know how good the Pittsburgh Pirates are. I think they'll trade Tony Watson. I think those are two guys right off the top that'll probably be moved. But there'll be competition. A team like the Washington Nationals, you could argue. In fact, it's an easy argument. They need a closer more than the Mets do. The Mets at least feel like they've got a guy in Addison Reed that can step in. Nationals don't have a guy. They've tried everybody. Joe Blanton, Eddie Romero, Blake Treinen, Coda Glover, Joe Beningo. I mean, they've tried everybody, and no one's getting the job done. So I think Kelvin Herrera is another guy because I think the Royals are probably, I mean, who knows? They're 13-21. Mm-hmm. It's early. But I think they may look to trade their closer in Herrera. I don't think the Giants trade Melanson because they just signed them. So I think there's going to be some options. But right now, the timing just isn't there.
And I guess Eddie Coleman's with us because Ernie handed me the Eddie's spot here. Eddie Coleman, we brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, the preferred pizza of New York baseball and by CSEA Local 830. Eddie, did you get hurt yet or no?
No, I haven't gotten hurt, Joe. Have you guys signed anybody yet?
Let me ask you this. Here's what I'm confused about. All
right. Yeah. Signed anybody? What was I missed that. What was that all about? What does it mean, have we signed anybody? What does that mean?
Oh, I mean a reliever. Relievers.
I see.
I just wanted.
Yeah, they're looking at a couple of Twitter baseball arms, actually. Sandy Alderson's coming down. He wants to check out the bros and see
Sunday.
If they have some arms. Yeah. No game Sunday. We actually do
Mother's
not play
Day
on Mother's Day. We give it a day off.
Yeah, all right.
Can you get me to the origin of this? Because Familia doesn't pitch well. Okay, I just figured it was typical Familia. He had a meltdown. You know, I thought he had a very overrated year last year. I know he saved a lot of games, but he also nearly blew like 10% of them, it felt, or maybe 30% of them. But did he feel pain? Because I thought after the game he said everything was fine.
Evan, we've heard this, what did we hear from Jacob DeGrom all last year? I'm fine. I'm good. I'm okay. What did we hear from Harvey before he had thoracic outlet syndrome? I'm good. No problems. I'm okay. I don't know. I mean, I was stunned when I heard it. Not that he was hurt. I mean, that wouldn't have stunned me, but, the cause of it, arterial clots and maybe thoracic outlet. Yeah. I mean, that surprised me. I mean, I think it surprised everybody. But ball players, when they're active and they're pitching, they most of them don't make excuses. They just say, I can pitch. I'm fine. I'm good. So we heard that last year. We never heard anything out of Familia or the organization that anything was wrong with him. He was fine. And the next thing he's going to Dr. Thompson and probably going under the knife.
Mm. Unbelievable. It really is. So I guess right now the plan is Addison Reed closes. I'm assuming it has to be, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be Reed. And honestly, I don't think, I think there will be closers available or guys for eighth and ninth inning, eventually. But I don't think that market is quite here yet, 30, 40 games into the season. So I think you need to get a body in here. You probably needed to get a body before this, but I think you need to get a body in here because really your only options that you have with experience at this point down below are Smoker and Gilmartin, and Smoker just got sent out. So did Gilmartin for that matter. So I think you have to get somebody in here to try to bolster getting to Reed. For now, I would say it's probably Robles and Blevins because those are the two who are pitching the best. Salas can mix in there, but he's been he's used Salas for an out here and an out there, a couple of outs here, a couple of outs there. I can't remember the last time he finished an inning, to be honest, and they're just trying to get him back on track. So, but they could use some help, that's for sure.
Yeah, they could use some immediate help. I think you touched on it. The problem is you're not getting any immediate help, but I think down the road there'll be guys available. And I mentioned this earlier, maybe down the road some internal options become more appealing, whether it's the rotation getting healthy and Zach Wheeler going to the bullpen or Seth Lugo going to the bullpen. Yep. I doubt they would ever do it with Steven Matz. So I think down the road there are options. The question is, Eddie, can this bullpen survive in the short term taking this type of test?
It's a great question, Evan. I thought there were times in the last couple of weeks here where they were operating on fumes, and now you've lost your closer. So it's debatable. Let's put it that way. They kept their head above water by, you know, winning what they've won outside of a blown one the other day, 8-12. And, you know, and they haven't pitched exceptionally well during that time either, starters or relievers. But they've been used an awful lot. Just go down the appearances already for the guys in the bullpen. And there's a ton. I mean, Blevins, I think, is at 20 or 21, I think it is at this point. So, you know, you can't keep that up all year. And I know he's not, you know, a full inning guy a lot of times, but still, you know, you just can't work these guys to death. Robles has been good and very good lately, but he's also been very inconsistent in the past. So does that turn around? I don't know. Has he gotten over the hump? Guess we're going to find out. He was very good this spring, and outside of a, you know, kind of a hiccup here and there, he's been pretty good overall. But is he a guy that can do it long term for you and consistently? We'll have to find out.
Harvey, huge start tonight, Eddie. I mean, I'm not talking about another mediocre, you know, even three runs over six innings. I mean, we need to see tonight something big from Harvey in my mind. We really do.
Yeah, it's, you know, listen, I'm sure he wants it. I'm sure they want it. I don't know. Hopefully his head's in a good place, number one, when he takes the mound tonight. And I was thinking, you know, that he's going to make two starts on this trip. He'll have the first game and the last game. It's a six games, six days, but I can't think of, you know, two worse ballparks to go to. I mean, you know, this place is a launching pad, and Milwaukee, if you haven't noticed, has been raking. They're tearing the cover off the ball. Arizona, not so much, but that's another good hitter's park. So he's got that to deal with. But, you know, listen, last outing he was around 95 most of the time. He did get it up to 98. He didn't pitch well, you know, too many walks, not enough strikeouts. His strikeout rate is way down. His swing and miss rate is way down this year. So, you know, but, you know, he, up until those two, I thought he had made pretty good progress all along, considering what he's been through. But we'll see where he is tonight, and hopefully his head's in a good place, like I said.
Now, guys have to be effective for Terry to be able to do this. But with the bullpen being tested now even more, and they've been used a lot, as you pointed out, will he push these starting pitchers a little bit more? Maybe not Zach Wheeler, because he is coming off Tommy John.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jacob DeGrom hasn't made it easy because he's getting to 100 pitches by the fifth or sixth inning. But can you see him doing that, just pushing these guys more to get as many innings as he can out of his starting pitching so you don't have to overuse the bullpen?
Yeah, I think you almost have to, Evan, but it's not. I don't think it's by rote, if you know what I mean. I think, you know, if you're out there and you've thrown 85 to 90 pitches, and it's, you know, or 90 or so, and it's the sixth inning, but they've been relatively, you know, anxiety-free, let's put it that way. You know, it's been an easy 90 or 95, because you certainly can have hard 70s and easy 90s. Depends. I think you have to take it game by game. I thought there was a chance that he would send Wheeler out for another inning his last time, and he was at 95, but he walked two people in that inning, so I think that, if he thought about it, that put an end to it right there. But, you know, would he push Zach a little bit now? He looks very comfortable out there. So, yeah, I think he would. DeGrom, obviously. We'll see with Harvey, see what happens tonight. But Malone gave you a decent effort the other day. I thought, you know, listen, you could only expect five out of him, and I thought he pitched very well, did a good job. He's one of those guys that's always been kind of hit or miss. I mean, he'll throw in some real good games, and then he's going to get clobbered some games too, but that's the life of a fifth starter these days. But yeah, I mean, in general, I think, yeah, they will try to push when they can to try to save the bullpen a little bit. What Terry's been doing lately with the bullpen is kind of almost using everybody every night, but, you know, for short bursts, like Salas for two outs, Blevins for one out, that kind of thing. I don't know if you can continue doing that though, night after night.
Duda back tonight. Is he playing tonight, Ed?
I don't know if he's, you know, that's interesting, Joe. I don't know if he's playing. He's back. He should be back. They haven't activated him yet, or we haven't been told, but, you know, he's due to come back. I think he's ready. But, you know, TJ presents an interesting predicament for you. That's one reason that, you know, everyone was clamoring for Rosario, and I think he will be here. I've said that to you guys a lot. I think he will be here at some point in time. But, you know, right now, as long as Cabrera is healthy or somewhat healthy, I guess a little bit healthy, he's hit well coming off the bench. You know, you have Reyes, you have TJ, you have Wilmer. You can get by right now. Maybe defensively it's not your best team, but I think you have to use TJ now. He's been red hot. He's produced, and he can play first or third. So we'll see.
And you know where Duda has great value? That big bopper left-hander off the bench. I mean, you need a big three-run homer. You send Lucas Duda up, because I'm with you. I wouldn't touch TJ Rivera. No, all the kid's ever done at every level is at 300. Enough already. Play.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. You know, my thought, and listen, he may play in Milwaukee. He could play tonight. What from what I said before about the ballparks, I mean, this is a park that he can take advantage of. He can crush balls and they'll get out of there. Same with Arizona, too. You know, Lucas, I think we know he's hitter. He's got a, feast or famine. And, but when he does get hot and on a roll, these are two parks you could do that. So I think they will use them. I'm just not sure if they'll use them tonight, but we'll see. You know, it is Milwaukee, so we'll see.
Where's Cespedes? How far away, do you know?
Probably, I would say, Joe, on the optimistic side, I would say like the last week in May. I don't think he's that far away. They checked him over. He was pretty good the other day when he came up from St. Lucie. And I think, you know, what they want to do is make sure he hydrates a little bit more, because one of the things Terry said is that he wasn't drinking enough water. You know, some guys don't drink water during the game. They stay away from it for whatever reason. And, you know, he cramps up, I think, and that, you know, can lead to pulls, which he's had, both calf and hamstring. So that's something that they have to watch with him. But I think they have a better idea or plan for him now to keep him healthy. And I would say, you know, by the end of the month, I think he should be back. So I don't think it's that far away.
How about Mattson Lugo? Because God knows they need him.
Well, that's a good question. I would say maybe that's a little bit longer. I would say probably beginning of June. You know, they had hoped by the end of May, and maybe it's that. I mean, they're progressing. I think they both throw a couple of innings here. But, you know, they still have some work to do. And, you know, you have to hope Matt's, Lugo in particular, the elbow holds up and Matt's is okay. So, but I would say maybe a little bit longer for them, probably the beginning of June thereabouts. And, yeah, they could use some pitching right now too.
What's the stat? Yeah. Did Matt throw this simulated game, or is he going to? Where is he with that?
The last I had heard of that he was going to throw two, both of them were going to throw two innings.
Okay.
And I think that was either yesterday or today. I'm not sure. And I don't know the status of it. But they're, you know, they still have to progress a little bit more than that. They obviously got to stretch it out a little bit. But for now, anyway, that's positive steps, and they haven't been setbacks that I know of. So that's good news, I think.
Nobody else has heard anything.
There hasn't been a lot coming. So hopefully it's good news.
Nobody else is hurt?
No, not that.
Everybody else seems to be all right now.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You haven't gotten to the ballpark yet, right? So you don't know for sure,
haven't
right?
Haven't checked in. Have not checked
right,
in
I understand.
Yet. So that's, exactly.
Do you think, in a way, you know, last year was such an odd year looking back on it. They had a ton of injuries, and they never really got guys back. I mean, Matt Harvey and Jacob DeGrom didn't exactly come back, yet the Mets finished really strong. They made the postseason, even though it really didn't feel like the postseason. It lasted 2.5 hours.
But they
hours.
Made sure they put a banner up for it, though.
Yeah,
what a disgrace, by the way. That is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Come on. No statues, but put that stupid banner up for the wild card game.
The only good thing is, Eddie, I didn't notice it until it was brought to my attention, because it's so small, those banners. I didn't even notice it, but
it
is disgraceful.
It should be small. Probably should be smaller, but whatever.
Shouldn't
it's
be
as big
there.
As all the other ones. It's absurd that they got a banner for that game. For one
I would
game.
Say if you want to put it up, I would say if you want to put it up, win the wild card.
That would be better.
I wouldn't love it, but it's better than nothing. I like the division. I'm good with the division. I'm good with, obviously, a pennant or a World Series. Win the damn game. But with that said, do you think that the experience of last year, of coming together with all these injuries, because I remember when DeGrom went down, Joe and I were both like, they're done. They're done. There's no way they're going to make the playoffs. And they did, to their credit.
Yeah.
Do you think that this helps them as they get set for this run without these key players.
I think it does. You know, I was thinking about this driving to the park the other day, and just thinking of the National League. There aren't any good teams in the National League.
No, we were talking about that, right.
Yeah, I mean, there are very few. So here's the scenario, okay? When you look at teams, this is the optimistic scenario, okay? Hope that the Dodgers win the National League West, all right? Because any other team, there is not, to me, there is not a lockdown starter that you say, oh, boy, we got to go through this guy to get to the next round. We got to go through this guy for the wild card game. Bumgarner's gone. If Kershaw is there for the wild card, well, then you got to deal with him. But look at all the other teams. There is not a starter out there that you can't say, all right, we're going to throw our best guy against their best guy. And you know what? I feel pretty good about it.
That's true.
So listen, last year, even against Bumgarner, Syndergaard was pretty darn good. Bumgarner was just better. But I mean, that's the way I would look at it. I think that's the way probably the Mets look at it too. It's not a great league. They're winning games somehow, despite everything, guys slumping and injuries and all that. And they can go on a roll, and they could, if they can't win the division, they could get the wild card. Just hope the Dodgers win the West.
Yeah.
And deal with anybody else.
Even if the Dodgers don't win the West, Clayton Kershaw is a great pitcher, but he has had a lot of issues come postseason time.
Oh, yeah. I still would not if I...
No, I don't want to face him.
After Bumgarner last year, I don't want to have to go into a wild card game having to face him.
I completely agree with you on that.
But all the other teams, look at all the other teams that are there or possibilities, the Colorados, et cetera. There isn't a guy there, to me, that you can say, okay, I'm afraid of that guy.
The National League, I mean, look, I'll give you, and it's a stretch, but, you know, if the Cardinals are there, Carlos Martinez is pretty good, Lance Lynn, they're pretty good.
But I agree with you, they're not
elite. Yeah.
That's not somebody that shakes your foundation like Bumgarner or Kershaw, that's what I mean, that's all I'm saying.
No, you're right, that's the thing, that as bad as things feel, even if the Nationals run away with this division, all you got to do is survive a few months, because if you're 500 on September 1st, you could still win one of the two wild card spots.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of that on the way in the other day, and I think it's true. So we'll see if it holds, but hopefully they can all start getting healthy and then make it a little bit easier.
Yeah. Indeed. Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie, enjoy Milwaukee, Eddie. Hopefully we will.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day.
Same
to your
moms
and all that. Okay?
Same to you, Eddie.
And your wives.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Indeed.
Thanks, Eddie. Same to you.
See you,
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.